The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
To infinity and beyond.
I just love finding new places to wear diamonds.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
There's no place like home.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, that sound means it's time to go behind the scenes of another classic movie. And this time it's a staple of Hollywood, the caper, the heist movie, the con job, whatever you want to call it, a film dedicated to the art of the steal. But the daddy of them all is a classic which many of you may not have seen called Topkapi, starring, among others, the late great Peter Ustinov as a shifty con man at large in northern Greece named Arthur Simpson.
Here comes the schmo.
I'm sorry I'm late, sir. I ran into an old friend of mine, archaeologist. We used to run a little art publication together.
Simpson, how would you like to earn a fast buck?
Sir?
100 bucks, to be precise. But you're not interested?
I am, sir.
You live here?
Yes, I live, well, while my own place up there is being done up. I'm right down there.
You see that Lincoln?
Don't see many of them in Kavala, sir.
Been rented by a friend of mine to take to Turkey, and I was going there by sea. Do you know Istanbul?
Turkey? Oh, yes, Istanbul, yes.
Good. Here's what you will do. Take the car to the Hilton Hotel, Istanbul. Your papers and license in order?
Oh, yes, Mr. Yes, sir.
Here's the car key. Leave it with the hotel porter. Tell him the car is for Mr. Plimpton. Got it? Plimpton.
P-L-I-M-P-T-O-N. Oh, yeah.
Peter Ustinov. Bill Hughes, television producer from Mind the Gap Films, is going to tell us how Topkapi defined a whole genre. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Yeah, it's one of those. It's just not many people are aware of it, but it was the scene setter for heist movies. It was the scene setter for that whole thing of throwing a group of dysfunctional people together to pull off a big robbery and make all their personalities as different as possible, but make sure that they all had a clear talent and a clear reason for being there. So that's what Topkapi is about. And one of the big things was they needed to, as Maximilian Schell's voice said there, here comes the schmo. Well, they need a lapdog. They need somebody to set up. And they had decided that the Peter Ustinov character was going to be this small town little hoodlum. So they were going to use him to their best advantage. And Peter Ustinov plays it up. He's got a little touch of ham, but he relishes the part. And he plays it brilliantly. Every single scene he's in, he steals. So it's no wonder he went on to win the Oscar. And this is just a couple of years after he had already won the Oscar for Spartacus. But himself and Maximilian Schell had a great thing going on because Maximilian Schell had won the Oscar for Judgment at Nuremberg. So these were two titan actors within that little time frame of 5 years. And they were sort of going at it and showing off to each other. And into that, he showed the glamour.
We'll talk about Melina Mercury in a minute, but yeah. There's that little thing of swapping roles. Peter Sellers might have played this part, and I'm sure he would have done it very well. He had done the Pink Panther, which Ustinov might have played.
Well, yeah, Ustinov was supposed to play the Pink Panther, and he was replaced by Peter Sellers. But then Jules Dassin, who was making this movie, decided he offered it to Sellers. Sellers said under no circumstances would he work with Maximilian Schell because he was very difficult and had this awful reputation. So Jules Dassin said, well, I'm not getting rid of Schell. So he got rid of Peter Sellers and brought in Peter Ustinov. So, you know, it swings and roundabouts who got Clouseau and who got Topkapi. Well, ultimately, Peter Ustinov got the Oscar. So that's all that mattered at the end of the day.
I watched it when it came out originally, God help us. I've watched it a couple of times since and I really enjoyed it. I mean, Tom Cruise movies could not have happened without Topkapi. But maybe explain to our listeners, what is Topkapi? Because it's a kind of a strange name if you haven't been to Istanbul.
Yeah, I went to Istanbul in the early 90s and I went to the Topkapi Palace, which is the place where, like in London, you have the tower holds the crown jewels. Well, in Istanbul, Topkapi holds the crown jewels. And among the many jewels, like, there are emeralds the size of small Hovis loaves in Topkapi. And so I was astounded by the size of the jewels when I saw them with my own eyes. So in this film, the Topkapi is the target because they're going after a dagger that is studded with huge emeralds, and that is going to be what they steal. And it is the brainchild of Melina Mercouri, who plays the kind of femme fatale, and she plays brilliantly. She's effectively the leader of the gang. It just so happens that Melina Mercouri was married to the producer and director of the film, Jules Dassin. The whole thing is based on Eric Ambler's novel, The Light of Day. And when the novel was being prepared for publication, 6 months before it even hit the shelves, the rights were sold, and Eric Ambler was thrilled and was brought on board to adapt it for the film, and Jules Dassin was appointed as the director. So there was a whole buzz about it before it even went into production. And in the end, they gathered this fabulous cast. Robert Morley plays the kind of, again, James Bond has a lot to be thankful for, because he plays a kind of a Q character. So he's responsible for the special effects and what they're going to use, the leverage, how they're going to get around burglar systems and all that sort of stuff. And then they brought in this marvelous guy who was known as the human fly. And he was to play the part of the guy that they would lower down into the bowels of Topkapi, yeah, to steal the thing. And that's what Tom Cruise now uses. That kind of balancing act in Mission, yeah, Impossible was completely lifted from this film.
Now, there's someone else that people may not have heard of. They may have heard of Robert Morley and Remember Him with Affection and Peter Ustinov. Akim Tamarov, who's absolutely brilliant in this movie.
Oh, he's hilarious. And I mean, he had such a fabulous, he was an Armenian American, and he had a fabulous career. But he was always called upon to play the kind of oddball character, again, playing up the slapstick side of the group, that everybody is there for a reason. And he plays the cook. But he plays the cook with a drink problem and dubious sexuality. And when he gets drunk, he gets maudlin and he makes passes at everybody, non-gender specific. So it is kind of ahead of its time for 1964 that such a character and such a rake would play the part. It's great. Really good.
Now, introduce your second clip, Bill.
Second clip. Okay, so the whole thing of shooting in Turkey was a problem, and the Turkish authorities kept a very close eye on the production because they weren't happy with what Hollywood movies had done before and portrayed the city in an unflattering light. So we have now the interrogation scene with, you know, like you think of Midnight Express and you think of the awful Turkish guards. Well, here we have a Turkish guard interrogating Peter Ustinov, but Peter Ustinov is well up for them and has all the answers.
You frighten me, sir. But after all, that's part of your job. But if my father could hear you now, he'd laugh himself sick.
He wasn't no colonel, sir. I just said that in order to make myself seem important out there, you know. He was a sergeant, acting sergeant, acting unpaid sergeant. And do you know what he used to say to me? He used to say, Arthur, he used to call me Arthur. Arthur, you're a carbuncle on the behind of humanity. Carbuncle. I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. Me with a gun. me up on the roof. I don't like heights, sir. I get very dizzy, honestly. I don't know what you're up to, sir, but I can see it from your face. You don't think that I'm a terrorist?
It's just great.
Comedy gold. Anyway, how did it do? I mean, you mentioned that Ustinov got the Oscar. Commercially, was it a success?
It made about 10 million on a budget of 3. So it made its money back. But it was part of a slate of production money that was spent on six films at the time by Filmways, and the entire production budget was $10 million for the six films. But Top Cappy got the lion's share of it because there was so much location shooting between Istanbul, and Greece, and all the locations. It's just fabulous because you're looking back at the fashions and styles of the 60s, the cars of the 60s, and how those cities looked then. And at the same time, you've got this heist movie going on with all these dysfunctional people fighting all the time. It's great. And everybody's stabbing everybody in the back. So and then when they do get the dagger, that all goes wrong. So no spoilers
of course.
Here.
another listener, Dave and Tip, says The Lady Killers actually was the daddy of these films for me, 1955. One of my favourite movies of all time, says Sean in Tralee. And Cormac says, I used to live in Valencia where a church held what it claimed was the hand of John the Baptist. A visit to Top Cappy years later revealed an exhibit with a similar claim. But could I remember, was the one in Spain the right hand or the left hand? No, I could not. Anyway, Bill, I hope it's easy to find Top Cappy because I'd love to watch it again.
Up on YouTube. It's there on YouTube for you. You'll find it
very
there.
Very good. Great stuff. Oh, Bill Hughes, television producer for Mind the Gap Films, thank you very much for joining us. We'll